More Mornings with WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on, ooh, we should let Beth do it. Let's bet.
Yeah.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump's lawyer is speaking out on the indictment against his client that's made him the first former president in U.S. history to face criminal charges.
This is a case that would not have been brought against another individual in this country if his name wasn't Donald Trump.
Joe Tacopina tells CBS Mornings he expects Mr. Trump to turn himself in New York next week.
It looks like possibly Tuesday, but I don't know yet. And as far as how that all happens, this is a case of first impression for all of us. You have Secret Service involved, yes. NYPD, Court Officers Union. So I'm not sure exactly how it plays out, but we'll get through it.
The exact contents of the indictment are still a mystery. It remains sealed, but it's believed to be tied to alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Falsifying business records in New York is a misdemeanor. No matter how many you count, they're misdemeanors. So we believe that it may be tied to a campaign violation because it wasn't declared, and that way it becomes a felony. So you go from a one-year crime to a four-year crime.
As soon as news of the indictment came in, Trump supporters gathered at Mar-a-Lago. They insist it will not hurt his chances of becoming the Republican presidential nominee next year. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett.
Right now, there is a possibly predictable, possibly understandable rallying around the president that this is a prosecution, an indictment that is based, at least in part, according to those who support the former president, in politics.
Former Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren tells CBS.
It is a grand jury, according to the evidence released, that has voted independently, and we will go forward with that process.
An encouraging sign in the Fed's efforts to cool price pressures with interest rate hikes. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Inflation, as measured by the PCE index, was up by 0.3% from the previous month. That was a slightly slower pace of price increases than analysts had expected.
Just in from South Africa, former Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius has been denied an early release from jail, where he served 10 years for shooting and killing his girlfriend. Friend Reva Steenkamp. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Pretoria.
The parole board considered his conduct, his disciplinary record in prison, whether or not he took part in any training or educational courses, his mental and physical state, and whether he is a threat to the public or likely to relapse back into crime.
The women's Final Four tips off tonight. Virginia Tech plays LSU. South Carolina faces Iowa. Dow up 165. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com today.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt Bear tool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid 320 through 331. Subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 42. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely 29. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station,
WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 31st, 2023, 10:05 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friend, Catherine Eckelhart, director of McMillan Memorial Library, get a library update from her. And today we are wrapping up our interviews with our school board and our judge candidates. We have coming up in just a little bit, John Krings, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. And right now in studio, candidate for the Wood County Circuit Court Branch for Judge Tim Gebert. Tim, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Tim, how do I say your last name?
Gebert.
It is Gebert.
It is.
I don't know why I said Gebert.
Everybody wants an ad in the heart.
Yeah? Is that it? I don't know what it is there. But Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
We do want to thank the League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and the great work that they have done on this. And Tim, let's start off right letting people know about yourself. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I am a native of Wisconsin Rapids. I grew up here. I've lived here all my life. I am married to my lovely wife, Elizabeth. She's a assistant district attorney in Marathon County. Hmm. And I have a daughter, Lane, who is a junior at Madison studying German and international studies. And my other daughter, Tessa, is out in Colorado getting her master's and working as a social worker. I've been practicing law in Wood County. I have an office in Marshfield and one in Wisconsin Rapids for the last 28 years. My parents, who happen to be my neighbors, still reside here in Wisconsin Rapids. I come from a rather large family, and they're kind of scattered around the country at this point. So,
Why did you choose to run for this position?
Well, I've always wanted or aspired to be a judge, and with the opening of Branch 4, this was the perfect time to do it. We have three fabulous judges that are sitting on the bench now. And so everything just kind of worked out at this point in time, and so that's why I decided to run.
What are the positives to adding this new Branch 4 court to the county?
Well, everybody says justice delayed is justice denied. And so the faster and more efficient, fast doesn't necessarily mean, but the more efficient we can process civil and criminal cases works to the benefit of Wood County as a whole.
What discretion does a judge have in sentencing? What are your feelings on alternative options to jail time?
So I am a huge proponent of diversion programs. Some people, they say good people make mistakes sometimes. And so if first-time offenders should be allowed to have a program that diverts a sentence. And some people need to be hammered. If they've committed a serious, heinous crime, they need to go to prison or for jail for a long time. The first consideration, obviously, is probation when a judge sentences somebody. Judges have a great deal of discretion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's appropriate because a judge needs to look at all the factors and make a determination based on the person. And, you know, you consider such factors as prior criminal record, the seriousness of the offense. And I don't look to take away the discretion from the judge because I think they are in the best position to sentence somebody.
What are the factors you consider when it comes to considering the amount for bail or whether to consider no bail for a defendant?
Well, right now there is a referendum pending in Wisconsin that allows the judge to look at a prior criminal history, and I think that's a good thing. Right now, the sole purpose of bail is to ensure the person shows up for court next. But I think one of the most important factors that a judge should consider, and I think all three of our judges do, is the need to protect the public. Mm-hmm. And that's in conjunction with other factors, but I think that's probably the most important factor. Mm-hmm. And when you look at somebody's prior criminal history, if they had bail jumpings, for instance, maybe the bail should be set higher. And you also have to look at their ability to post the bond as well. Mm-hmm.
What role do ethics play in being a judge?
Well, a judge is bound by the Supreme Court ethics, and the judge must recuse himself if he has a personal bias, such as if you somebody, a company you own is going in court mm-hmm. for you. And so a judge is bound to look at that and must recuse himself if appropriate.
What, did you ever think you would do something like this? Like, you told us early on that you thought from a young age. How early did you want to be a judge? It sounds like this is, I asked our other candidate if he ever thought about being a judge. Mm-hmm. It sounds like right away that this was something you had thought of.
Yeah, I did. In law school, after law school, I clerked for a couple of judges. And so I got that firsthand experience. And I've never run for anything. And mm-hmm. so this has been an amazing experience. I've met just some wonderful people along the way, and I'm generally an introvert, and so this has gotten me out of my comfort level in running, and I don't know if I would run again, just the people I've met along the way, the support I've gotten, I've got to meet and talk to so many people, so that in and of itself has been a positive experience.
Why should your community consider you for this position?
Well, I've been a private practice attorney for the last 28 years. I have done and participated in hundreds, if not thousands, of trials over the year. I practice every area of law. My opponent has only practiced criminal law. One of the most important things to people is family law. Criminal law is important too, but when you're going through a divorce or a custody matter, I've served as guardian ad litem. I'm the Wood County mediator. I've represented hundreds and thousands of people on divorces on one side or the other. So I've seen everything. Mm-hmm. I can get on the bench and run. I don't need to learn it from a book. I've actually experienced that, and I think that's what people want to see.
Maybe one of the tougher questions you're going to get in this process, Tim, and again, thank you for joining us. We'll wrap up here. Favorite TV attorney or movies. Movies can be brought in as well.
Well, this kind of shows how old I am. One of my favorite shows was Picket Fences, and it was set in Rome, Wisconsin, ironically.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of people haven't seen, but there was a character on there named Douglas Wamba, and
great,
if anybody remembers it, it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, I don't remember if it's on YouTube.
I don't know where it is, but find it. Yeah,
but you can find it. Fabulous.
Great show.
Once you watch it, you'll probably understand why I think it's hilarious. One thing I do want to say, I do appreciate Sheriff Sean Becker has endorsed me, and our mayor Shane Blazer has endorsed me recently. So I really appreciate everybody's support through this whole process.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate the time, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us today and helping us with getting back to Pam right away so that we could schedule you. Appreciate that.
Okay, appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the time.
All right.
We will take a break right here, and coming up, we will talk with John Krings, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board, here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 42. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely 29. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this March 31st, 2023, 10:15 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We are continuing and wrapping up our interviews with our candidates for the upcoming election, and joining us right now on the phone, John Krings, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. Thank you for the time. John, want to get right into this, but we do want to start things off on a personal note. We want to know about you a little bit. John, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of the area. I graduated from John Edwards High School in Port Edwards. I attended Mid-State Tech. My wife, Julie, and I have three children. They're all graduates of Lincoln High School. We live in the town of Grand Rapids, and I work for ND Papers in Buren.
Hmm. Why did you choose to run to be a member of the school board?
Well, I've been a member now for 16 years. I was selected to fill an open position due to a resignation. I had a lot to learn. I guess I had no idea what all was involved with the operation of a school district. Take some time to kind of get up to speed on how everything works, and I guess now, after 16 years, it's just become a part of my life. I think that I'm, I guess, good at it. It's very much important in our society, and I just feel the need to continue to serve.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the school board?
Well, I think it's probably a challenge not just in Wisconsin Rapids, but throughout the state. It seems like our public schools are always at the whim of our legislators that they, you know, as far as funding, we're not sure from year to year what the funding levels will be, and it's pretty hard to develop a budget when you don't know what the income is going to be. I guess that's pretty broad. I guess locally, we've had job losses in our community. I think we have a lot more need than what we've had before, more poverty. It's reflecting in some of the behaviors of some of our students. We're hearing a lot now about test scores. Test scores only tell a part of the story, and those numbers are broken down. A lot of it can be explained. It's not an excuse. We should always be trying to do better, but I think that we've got phenomenal staff that works hard every day to work with our kids to get them where they need to be educationally.
What do you think is the best approach when dealing with a parent's concerns?
Well, I guess it depends on what the concern is. I mean, it should always be handled where it should be. I would say, you know, if it's a classroom issue, it should be brought up to the classroom teacher and the school principal. And if that's not getting resolution, then it should go to the superintendent because they're technically the boss of the district. I mean, some things come to us as school board members, and typically I would say the first thing I would do is direct the person to the right administrator to get them the answer they're looking for.
What do you see as the board's role in supporting teachers?
Well, Act 10 changed the game a lot. We used to sit down and negotiate contracts, and, you know, it was about more than just dollars and cents. It gave us the opportunity to hear concerns from staff members and really have just conversations. And since Act 10's happened, we don't have that opportunity anymore because we don't meet like that. So the board has taken the stance that we're going to do listening sessions in each of the buildings so board members, you know, individually have appointments at buildings where we have the opportunity to speak with staff and hear their concerns. I've learned along the way that you don't go into teaching for a job. It really is a calling. It is a profession that you have to really be passionate about. So I think as a board, you know, we show our support probably in small ways. But we do absolutely respect and appreciate the work done by all of our professionals. But I guess that's all we can really do.
Hmm. How do you think your position on the school board will bring about positive change in our district?
Well, I guess I've always tried to, you know, go by the thought of I don't work in education. I'm a paper mill employee, and I've done it for a long time. And who am I to tell an educator how to teach kids? And I think we can provide them with support. You know, a board is really an oversight group. It would be like a board of directors would be for a corporation. You know, the administrative team, the CEO is our superintendent. They run the schools, and, you know, we oversee the operations. A lot of what we do is pretty mundane. You know, we approve purchases. We approve policies that are brought to us. I guess the buck does stop with us, but... I just think you put the right people in the right positions, let them do their jobs.
We have a growing community. How important do you see inclusion being?
I think it's extremely important. Every student that comes to the door of our schoolhouses deserves an equal opportunity to learn and to grow. We do live in a changing community, and I think we should be celebrating that diversity. I think we should be learning from each other, and you know, at the end of the day, we're all just people, and kids are kids, and they need to learn, and we all need to grow. So I think we should be doing more as a community to celebrate that diversity.
We're speaking with John Krings, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. And John, did you ever see yourself running for school board?
No, it's actually kind of a funny story. When I first submitted an application, there was a lot of turmoil at the time with the board and things going on. And, you know, reading the newspaper at the time and seeing what was going on, I was kind of grumbling one night about it. And my wife said, well, don't complain, put your name in the hat. And so I did. And that night there was eight of us that were interviewed. And I was the eighth name put up for nomination. And they accepted me as their newest board member. So I wasn't real sure what I was getting myself into. I just knew that it seemed like it was important. And I felt like I could do you know, give the time and energy to learn and grow, and it's been one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done in my life. When you have the opportunity to hand a high school graduate their diploma, that's kind of isn't really words to describe that. It's, you know, you're celebrating with someone the end of a journey and the start of the next one. So I think that it's, I'm not saying that I'm special. Anybody could do it, absolutely, but you know, you do have to have some commitment that you're willing to put in the time and really learn to listen more, because you don't have the answers.
Mm-hmm. Why should your community consider you?
Well, I think I bring experience to the table. I've been doing this now 16 years. I've always been an open-minded person. I've always tried to listen to others and to respect their intelligence, to respect their experience, to have the opportunity to, you know, do their jobs the best way they can, because certainly not on me to tell anybody in education how to educate people. That I can support, but that's about all that I really, you know, I guess bring to the table. I'm willing to devote the time and energy to continue to do this job. I think that I'm respected in the community. I think I'm respected amongst the staff. You know, you treat people with dignity and respect, and they tend to give that back to you.
John, I really have enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wish you the best of luck, and again, thank you for the time.
Thank you, and have a good weekend, and thanks again for having me on the air.
Take care. Have a good weekend, John.
Thanks.
And again, a big thank you to John Krings, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board, for joining us. And that wraps it up, everybody. That was our last interview with our candidates. I want to greatly, again, thank John Krings for joining us, Tim Giebert for joining us, and, of course, all the candidates that were with us earlier in the week. Appreciate everybody working with Pam and working out the schedules with their own lives and being able to join us, and certainly appreciate them and what they have done to put into our community. Every one of these candidates, whether you were voting them for them or not, have taken time out of their personal lives to dedicate to something bigger than them and to put into their community. We can't ask for much more out of our citizens than doing something like that. So I'd hope that everybody can have the respect, whether you were voting for a candidate or not, to appreciate the time that they have put into their community and to be informed. Get informed and vote. It is not only important and vital, title, but it's something you should want to do. It's fun. It's interesting. And we encourage you to be informed. Don't just get out there and vote. Be sure to be informed and vote. And if you're looking for a place to go for all the information you need to be a well-informed voter, go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. We have a 2023 spring election, of course, coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. And we want you to be prepared for this. You can do that by going to myvote.wi.gov. It is there that you can, of course, do your absentee balloting. You can find out where to vote. You just enter your name and address, and it shows you where to vote and the times. If you are curious about what is on the ballot, if you're not unsure of what is on the ballot, what's on my ballot? Again, just enter your name and address, and it'll show you what you'll be voting for in your precinct. Register to vote from there as well, and you can even track your ballot. I can't be the only one that loves tracking my things when I order stuff. I get a kick out of it. Oh, it's coming from Vermont, and it's getting all the way here. You can do that with your ballot now. That's pretty cool. There's also, of course, other great information out there for our military voters and plenty of other things. Again, you can find out all that information that you need at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. And finally, I not only wanted to thank our candidates and this great community that supports us and does such a great job of working with us on things, but a gigantic thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Joe, Taylor, the gang over there. They got a small staff, but man, they do big things and do great work over there. If you want more coverage on your candidates, they've got it for you. Go to your YouTube page and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, type that into your search bar, like their page, subscribe to it, and check out all the great videos of all the great candidates that they have on there. And a big, big, gigantic thank you to the League of Women Voters. Some of the greatest people you're going to meet. Love them people over there. They do such great work keeping our community informed and up to date. And they've been doing this a very long time. There's no way that we would be able to do the stuff that we do here without the assistance and the collaboration with the League of Women Voters. A big shout out and thank you to them. Again, one more time, I want to thank all the candidates for joining us and be informed. Get ready for the spring election coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. Go to myvote.wi.gov. I don't know what I just said there. myvote.wi.gov is the website to go to. Be sure to bookmark that for not just this election, but all future elections. It's the great source that you can go to. We're going to take a break right here. We'll come back and we're wrapping up the week of Morning Magazine right. We got our good friend Catherine Eckert joining us, director of McMillan Memorial Library. I have a library update coming up right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 42. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. A mixture of precipitation likely 29. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 31st, 2023, 10:30 on the clock, and your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our good friend, Catherine Eckert. She is director of McMillan Memorial Library. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. Oh, such a delight to be here on such a rainy morning.
Yeah, it is a little bit moody out there and everything, but we're going to bring some sunshine.
Exactly.
Appreciate you joining us. I do have to get out of this in right away, otherwise I'll get in trouble. My mom says hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi to everybody
back
over
to her.
There.
Yes, we miss her so much.
Appreciate that. And appreciate you joining us and being in studio. It's always fun to have you guys on and talk about McMillan. The only problem is we just don't have enough time.
No.
We're going to get to the end of this. Or we're like, we could have talked about this and this.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I want to actually rewind for a second, though, and get to the meet and greet. And how did that go?
Yes. Okay, so last time I was here, we were talking about the meet and greet. And I'm so happy to report it went so great. We had over 100 people come out.
Nice.
A really great turnout for the different. So first we had the school board members for the Wisconsin Rapids District, then city council, and then the two judges for Wood County.
Yeah.
And it was really great. Lots of good conversations, very cordial. I think a lot of people got a lot out of it. So
I heard such good things about the event, especially as we are leading into these interviews with the candidates ourselves. I heard from the candidates that it went really well also. And I wanted to save this for now, but I was thanking the League of Women Voters and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we also appreciate you guys hosting that event.
Yeah, I think, well, it's such a perfect partnership, right? Because the library is kind of an equal playing field. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome. And hopefully that got across to everybody in that room. So I'm hoping to kind of expand that event moving forward with the league. They're such a dream to work with.
So. Some of the best people you'll meet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't stress enough how cool I think this is, because this is a throwback.
Yeah.
This is what libraries always were. They were that, if for lack of a better word, sanctuary.
Yes.
They were that, like you said, safe ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of got away from that a little bit in society. And I like the idea of going back to that.
I agree. So, I love being a spot where people can learn and grow and just, continue to be a well-developed, well-rounded citizen for our community.
And it's something that we're looking forward to seeing more develop with that and everything. I do want to get into all the great events that you have coming up in April. I, again, don't know if we have all the time to get into everything.
April is wild.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you guys kick things off right away, right in April, right in the beginning.
Yes, so we have so many events. I am going to highlight like two big weeks, Earth Day events.
Yeah.
We love the Earth at McMillan. I don't know if you do, James.
Yeah, big fan.
Fan of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Monarch Way Station butterfly garden outside the Children's Library. And some people from Wood County are going to be painting like a beautiful monarch mural on the wall. So that will be great. That's coming
I like
up.
That.
And then we have basically a full week of Earth Day events. We're going to have on the 18th, a family movie, The Lorax.
Nice.
At 6 p.m. Such a good message.
Mm-hmm.
On the 19th, we have kind of a presentation about recent clean, green energy benefits. So, where are ways that you can save money but also help the planet?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay. And this one, I'm just a giant nerd, but I'm actually really excited for this one. April 20th at 6 p.m., recycling, what you need to know. Do you know what? Recycling's complicated.
Yeah.
What goes where?
Mm-hmm.
We just moved to Rapids. There's a whole new world.
Yeah.
We had to schlep our recycling out to those bins in the country. Mm-hmm. So now having curbside pickup is a luxury.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, nice, nice.
So, what plastics work? What plastics should you just not recycle?
I have to tell you, my mom was way ahead on this recycling thing when we were kids, and really into that. And she saw that, and just got. She's also a nerd. She also got really excited. She was like, "Oh, that's awesome!" And I think that that's one of those things too, because we've. Not normalized, but we just, life keeps moving. So when it comes to recycling, for a lot of us, it feels like we've been recycling forever.
Yeah.
And then you look at the younger generations, they have been recycling their whole lives.
Very true.
But what is recycling? Mm-hmm. What can be, what can't be, all of that, it changes. The science of it changes quite a bit. That's a really cool idea to have that for, and especially a perfect week for it.
Right, perfect at the library. Mm-hmm. And then finally, wrapping it up, we have a movie, The Biggest Little Farm, on April 22nd at 1:30. So that's practically every day of the week we have something to celebrate Earth Day.
A really smart idea, too. Not only to get people a little more informed about what Earth Day is, but to really celebrate it. The essence of Earth Day, certainly planting trees, keeping the earth healthy is an important part.
Yeah.
But information is a huge part of it as well.
Exactly, yeah. And if you're not wanting to come to any of these events, we've got displays both upstairs and downstairs about books of the earth, books on recycling, ways to kind of learn about all the things going on.
There's a couple other things I wanted to mention going on in April. You have the Cowboy Union Jam coming up on the 12th.
Arguably the most popular event every month, James.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
You can't get a parking spot.
It's a
hotly contested thing Wednesday afternoons.
It's a great like way to spend your Wednesday afternoon, too.
It is really fun. It's such a great mix. There's such wonder. They're volunteers. We are so grateful for them.
Really talented individuals, too. Very good at what they do. And same thing for Four on the Floor.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They'll be performing April 27th at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. They're at night.
We're huge fans of those guys, big fans of them. Oh, both those bands, but especially those guys where they've been doing this with so long. And giving of their time for so long.
Yes. And
very talented.
It's just it's such a show of love and support for their community, right? And I'm spoiled because I get to hear a concert in my office without even leaving.
That's so cool. I did want to mention as well the authors at Macmillan.
Yes.
That's a great, great thing that you guys host over there.
Yes. So it's part of the 2023 Prairie Chicken Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we're delighted to be a part of that. So Saturday, April 15th from 6 to 8, we'll have two different authors. Lita Judge, who is a children's book author and illustrator, and then Emily Stone, who is a nature writer and an education director. So we're so thrilled to be a part of the Prairie Chicken Festival. I can't wait. I've heard so much about this festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun one.
I'm confused. I'm interested. So happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy it. It's a good one. Especially if you're into some of the things I've gotten to know that you're into, you're going to like this. You'll like this. I wanted to also mention continuing with the writer's theme, Write Night, which is coming up April 27th.
Yes. So that's so cool. So our librarian, Colin, he's our adult services librarian. He has this kind of dedicated group of writers that meet monthly and share their work and critique their work. And it's grown so much that they might have to break off into two groups, one for fiction and one for nonfiction.
Cool.
Which, how wonderful, right?
Yeah.
Really encouraging humans to write about their experiences, and I think some are working on books.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yeah, so cool.
We've got so many great local authors around here.
We do.
There's just especially if you expand it to just Central Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
There are so many great, and there are a lot of published authors. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that have worked at this craft for a long time, and with that, there's a lot of young writers.
Yes.
A lot of people who want to get into writing, bringing those worlds together. Yes. It's so beneficial. I teach a class with one of my teachers at Second City, Brian, that it's all about, okay, you graduate school as an entertainer. What's next? Mm-hmm. We prepare students, actors, writers. We prepare them for writing and acting and getting into the world, but we don't prepare them to find an agent or how to get published or a lot of these things. So Brian and I, we focus on that. And I think this kind of thing is very similar to that.
Yes.
And a great way of not only having somebody that can know what you're a reference point that can give you these things, but also just support.
Just having a conversation, dealing with what you're dealing with. Again, writing can be so isolating, right?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're just alone with your thoughts. But it's going to be really cool. And talk about, we're going to do a type-in Saturday the 22nd. basically reacquaint yourselves with the joys of typewriting.
That's awesome.
I mean, there's going to be a huge display.
I am, speaking of nerds, yeah. I'm one of those weirdos. I think that there is something beautifully romantic about an old typewriter.
I mean, there's just something about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something about it. That's cool. I'll be checking that out.
I mean, yeah, there's someone's going to, we're going to have some on display. It's going to be really fun.
That's going to be a good event. And again, these events can all be found at MacmillanLibrary.org. Yep. MacmillanLibrary.org. Yep. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and talk some more with Catherine and talk about Macmillan Memorial Library here at WFHR's Morning Magazine.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 42. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely 29. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everybody, for this March 31st, 2023, 10:42 on the clock. And we are speaking with our good friend, Catherine Eckert, director of Macmillan Library. And Catherine, thanks again for being here.
Oh, so happy to.
I wanted to take some time to talk about some of the online resources available in Macmillan.
Yes. Oh, James. So I'm going to highlight one of my favorite resources that we provide completely free. All you need is your library card. And basically anyone in the vicinity can grab a library card from Macmillan. You don't have to live in the city. You don't have to live in the state. Come on down. But it's called Libby. It's an app. And this basically allows you to kind of go to the library, but digitally. So you can check out library books and audiobooks, but all through your phone. So you just have to download that app. It's called the Libby app. So that's through, you know, the Google Play Store or the Apple iStore. Download that app. It's free. You've got kind of a one-time setup process where you have to select your library.
Yeah.
And the library staff would be so happy to help you download this too. And then basically the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
All of these materials are free for you to peruse. I personally love a digital audiobook because then you can just take it on your phone when you're walking the dog, cleaning the house, and it makes those chores go so much faster. But I know lots of people like lots of different things. So if you ever have questions about that, we would be so happy to kind of walk you through it. Because I hear people like spending, you know, ebooks are not cheap.
No. No.
You know, and you go through them so quick. And it's not like you can share an ebook.
Yeah,
you know, you can't pass it along.
Yeah.
But yes, so we, this is a way you can read to your heart's content on your tablet or your phone or wherever you do your reading.
And Catherine, this also helps us bring up a really good point, mm-hmm. too, of when it comes to the tech world, we know that there are a lot of new things and a lot of people out there that may not understand this or that, mm-hmm. or just even email.
Yeah. Yes.
But we want everybody to be able to use these things. The world is only going more and more tech. We have a lot of our residents out here who may not be able to use email or something like that. Well, we want them to be able to use that stuff. If you reach out to our friends at Macmillan, they can help you with that.
Oh, we'd be so delighted. Yeah. I mean, James, that's exactly right. Because, you know, 15 years ago, maybe the internet, access to the internet was considered a luxury.
Yeah.
But now it is definitely a utility, right? Mm-hmm. People bank online. People get their health insurance online. Doctors' visits online, right? And, I mean, that's not even talking about, like, your family and friends connecting with you online, which is so important. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we would love to help you set up. The online world can seem very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's just trial and error, like everything else. And if you practice a little bit, you'll get more comfortable with it.
Absolutely. And, and the more, like everything in life, the repetition. The more you do it, the better you'll feel. And one of the great things, I remember my papa, when he brought a PC home, and those big conglomerate things and stuff. And I was afraid to go on it and everything. And he would tell me, he's like, Jimmy, it can only do what you make it do. And you can't break it necessarily. You get, the way computers are built, they're almost built to help. Make it easier for anybody to pick up and learn.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, it's a whole world that you deserve to see.
Exactly. Yeah,
you deserve to be able to use. Reach out to our friends at Macmillan and they'll help you with that.
Oh, we'd love to help you set up. We do this every day. So you're not coming to us with a question that we haven't heard before or that we'll think is dumb, because if you're asking, someone else has asked.
Yes, great point.
Yeah.
And that Libby app, again, great resource
so
for you. Go ahead and download that.
It's so fun.
I did want to mention, because I talk about this a lot on the air. It's important to me that with the rise of superhero movies, people want to like superheroes. They think it's cool and everything. But being a superhero seems a little bit tough. Like, you got to wear tights, the cape.
The cape would be hard.
You can't be a superhero without a tragic backstory. So you're going to have that. And all the good ones are taken, it feels like. I mean, you can't be Batman. That's already done. You got to. So why not be a superhero by donating blood? That feels like a much simpler way to do it.
I was wondering where you were going, and man, you delivered. Yes.
Had to go a long ways for that one.
I loved it. Yes. So we are so happy. Pretty much monthly, we do a Red Cross blood drive. And like James says, it's such an easy way to give to your community. And hysterically, like, I have tried to give blood many times. I don't do well, but...
Oh, no? Oh.
No, I don't. James, it
kills me. No cookie for you afterwards.
No cookie. I never make it to the cookie. But I brought my husband in, right? So there are different ways to get involved and to volunteer. And if you are a little nervous around needles or just cannot handle for whatever reason, you can always tell your friends and family that we have this blood drive going. We love seeing you there, and we hope... make it as easy as possible to give blood.
Shout out to your husband. That's a team player there. Yeah. That's a good guy.
He's like that. He's that in like that own blood. So he's like a power blood. So I take credit for that, James.
You should. Yes,
he wasn't, and now he was. So you're welcome.
It's awesome. That blood drive, April 10th, 10 to 3 at Macmillan Library's all-purpose room. You can also schedule an appointment with or find out more by going to redcrossblood.org. It's all one word, redcrossblood.org, or give them a call, 1-800-733-2767, 1-800-733-2767.
Yeah, they have an app, too.
Yes, that's right.
It's pretty slick. You can learn your blood type. You can learn if you've had COVID recently. There's so many. How many ounces of blood you've donated?
It's amazing what they're able to do on there. And it is a really good app. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a story time at Macmillan.
Yes.
This is something that I know the community has loved for a long time, and we're happy to tell people about it.
Oh, yeah. So story time is with our children's librarian, Miss Carrie, and she reads and sings to the kiddos every week. She started kind of a new idea where, because she always does kind of like a craft and an activity, and now she's doing kind of a little bit of like mindfulness for our kiddos.
Oh.
Isn't that a great idea?
That's a real good idea.
This week, they they breathed in and out like dragons.
Mm.
Just to kind of Ooh. Do that grounding breath, right? What a simple but powerful thing to kind of introduce to kids at a young age
yeah.
to just, you know, to ground yourself sometimes.
It's an just as important as reading.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Ah, it's so
that's
important.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Carrie's so, awesome too.
Oh, Carrie's, awesome.
Yeah, Carrie's
she's,
great.
I mean, she's a celebrity in this mm-hmm, town. You can't yeah. go anywhere.
And when it comes to story times, mm-hmm. is there a set date time?
So yeah. So right now those are Wednesday mornings at mm-hmm. 9:30.
Keep that in mind, everybody. It's a great way for not only your kids to get a little bit of reading in, mm-hmm. but to hear people read is yeah. just as important for them.
Yeah, and then grown-ups can kind of socialize with other parents. That's so key, especially if you're home just with kiddos all day.
Yeah, which is great, too. A great opportunity for parents to get out of the house a little bit and stuff.
Stretch your legs.
Yes.
Make some friends.
Absolutely. We go from books to movies. I did want to mention that Macmillan does a great job hosting movies as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have an Easter Sunday movie Monday coming up as well.
Yeah, yeah. April 3rd, Easter Sunday. What I really like about our movie series is, well, first of all, the dedicated fan base.
Mm-hmm.
We had to move some movies around last month because of a snow day. And wow.
People, oh yeah.
People told us. People were very clear that they liked their movies. So that 1:30 showing has closed captioning, which is really neat because then if you're hard of hearing or you're deaf, you can still enjoy a movie with your friends.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And then we have a later time at 6 p.m. Though I have heard from our community that you want more weekend and different time movies throughout the week. So we're definitely taking that into consideration. We did just finish the Saturday movie series, Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, great choice, by the way. Yeah, I loved it. Great choice.
But yeah, so we'll be continue doing that. It's just we don't see the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Monday just has that dedicated following.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
But that's a great point to make, too, that, you know, if you want more of these events or you want them on a certain date, we've got to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta, and that's important.
That's how we... you know, say, oh, our community wants this.
You don't have a lot of factors to go on.
No.
That's kind of the only one you can really do. You know, so, and that the Easter movie is going to be Easter Sunday. Joe Coy's Easter Sunday. That is pretty good too.
Yeah.
It's a stand-up special.
Oh,
and he's
very
funny.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. And then April 10th, Dairyland. Have you seen that one?
No, that I heard good things.
Yes, it's a documentary about a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, and then we will hear like a question and answer session with the farmer in the film. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So super cool.
That is really
cool. Especially if you're interested in farming or kind of the ways farming has changed in our landscape.
One other thing that I want to make sure to mention is all the great ways to learn at Macmillan.
Oh, yes.
There are so many good resources, as we touched on there, but there are language classes.
Oh,
there are
yeah.
other things available there as well.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just in terms of, like, our online resources, we have so many ways to learn and connect with your community. Digital archives of the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune, connections to Ancestry. You have full access to the Consumer Reports database, and that's not even like the skills and the classes that the library is providing, just to our people in general. Yeah,
there are arts and crafts classes and things like that as well. But to your point, there are car repair manuals available online, job resources available online, as you touched on, local history and genealogy, which is incredibly important to us, especially in the Midwest.
Yes.
We love our history.
We
love our local history even all the more. So a great resource for all of those things. It's really nice to be able to offer that to people and to have that in like a one-stop shop kind of place.
Exactly, yeah, yes.
Also, wanted to mention all the resources available online there. LinkedIn Learning. That's an interesting one, too.
That was the other one. Brand new. Basically, this is such a cool resource. Again, free to those with a Macmillan Memorial Library card. Basically, it's a lot of different online classes on specific topics. A lot of very kind of like techie classes as well. So if like you're interested in like more coding or, you know, trying to figure out how to do a PowerPoint presentation, you'd be able to have kind of a step-by-step guide through LinkedIn Learning.
Some of that stuff is really helpful, obviously, for people in that world or maybe that are new to the world and haven't done it before. It's really nice to have that resource right there sitting
there. Exactly.
There's so many people out there, too, that are just looking for new things to learn and have some, you know, continue their education a little. And it's a great resource for that as well.
It is. And, yeah, I mean, you can just poke around, and I'm 100% sure you will find things that you're interested in learning about. It's a pretty amazing resource. It used to be called Lynda. I don't know if that's, LinkedIn just purchased it. So it's real life experts. It's really great.
And of course, all the services that are available over at McMillan. When it comes to delivering, the homebound delivery is available. That's an option for people. Like to remind people of that. I'm sure that during the pandemic and such, we understood. But now that things have opened up so much more and everything, I'm not sure people knew that was still an option. That is still an option for people.
Yes, we do homebound delivery all the time.
And it's a great place for businesses and nonprofits out there for meetings and we always want to make sure that you guys know that there's room over there for this stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's so hard to find a meeting room.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing that I think about with McMillan and meeting rooms, because I've actually thought about renting one for stuff that we had around here. You can guarantee it's going to be quiet. I mean, it's a library. you know, usually you have a meeting room at a place and stuff, and it's quiet because there's another meeting over here and another thing. It's a library. You know, it's going to be pretty down. The volume's going to be pretty low. You can guarantee that.
I mean, not if the Cowboy Union Jam is playing.
That's
James.
A good point.
I mean, that just blows the roof off the
right
house.
There.
But yes, you're right. We want to make sure that we have room for all members of community, right? Whether one-on-one meetings, a larger group training, a program.
It wasn't long ago that we had these renovations and this work done on McMillan. And because time just keeps going so fast, we kind of get lost in the shuffle and it feels like, oh, that was 20 years ago. And it wasn't that long ago.
No.
They did such beautiful work on that building.
They did.
Such a great building.
Yeah.
Very similar to the Y and that new building. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these things, it's not enough to have them built. We need to use them.
Exactly.
We want people in those buildings, in those rooms, using them up.
Yeah.
It's not only how we keep, a library and keep the great staff that we have over there and everything, but how we bring our communities, make it stronger and keep us together.
Yeah.
It is still that hub. Mm-hmm. The library still is, and especially here in Rapids.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We are definitely kind of one of the few actual buildings and entities you think of when you hear Wisconsin Rapids, and we're very proud of that.
We want to make sure to make use of this, so please, whether it's the Makerspace or any of the areas there, make use of them. As we're wrapping up here, Kathleen, is there anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to make sure we did?
No, this was delightful, as always, James.
Good. I did want to mention as well printing, that is another option that people you have over
printing,
there.
Printing, copying, faxing.
You know, it's funny to think about it. Coming into the interview or going over previewing this weekend and stuff, and going into what we would talk about, and I was looking on the website and I was thinking about it, and oh my gosh, printing!
Yeah.
I forget about how vital that can be for people.
Gosh. Yeah, and how annoying is having a printer at your house that never works. Yes. So just come to the library; we'll be happy to help.
Boy, as soon as you said that, I cringed because I felt that. I felt that in my soul.
Inexplicably, you never have toner or paper. It's horrible.
Always, it never fails. Never fails. Right when you need it. So many great things going on over at McMillan. One last thing I did want to tell people about I was hesitant to bring it up because I didn't get to ask you in the pregame. The Ugly Dolls event.
Oh, my gosh.
So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. So that's today.
It is today.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
just wanted
today.
To remind people, but that was a registered event.
So it is a registered event. So yes, it's so cool. But we're definitely going to kind of continue these things.
Cool.
So that's a Makerspace event. So if you're interested in those, please head to our website and sign up. Next month we're going to do resin creation. So you're going to do a beautiful resin bookmark.
Cool.
Yeah. And
ooh, a bookmark.
I know. Yeah. The Ugly Dolls are really quite cute for something so ugly.
They are, all these great things going on again at McMillan Library, and we want you to be a part of them, and we could always use help with that. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Yep.
If people are interested in volunteering, I imagine that you can work with people on their schedule, their skill set, and finding the right place for
them. Exactly. Just the homebound delivery. We need helpers to help with that. So.
And that's some the better volunteering you can do in this community. Kathleen, if anybody has follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about, how can they reach you?
Oh, you can come find me at the library. I'd love to meet you and say hello. You can visit us online, like you said, James, or give us a call at the library. All different ways to connect with us.
Also want to encourage people to follow you guys on social media. It's a great follow.
Yep.
Great way to keep up on things at the library. And again, these services are all available for you online.
Exactly.
The Libby app is a great idea. Otherwise, going again to MacmillanLibrary.org, MacmillanLibrary.org. Kathryn, thank you so much again for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Want to thank all of our guests throughout the week today, throughout the week here on Morning Magazine. Greatly appreciate everybody joining us, especially all of our candidates. Great week of Morning Magazine. And of course, we can't do this without the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the fantastic work she does week in and week out scheduling all of this. Big thank you to Pam. Have a great weekend, everybody, and join us next week for more Morning Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcast.